This is episode 116. Welcome to the Principal Entrepreneur. My name is Jonathan Royce. I am a husband, father, principal, entrepreneur, writer, and author. Every week we offer you content that supports educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals in school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. Today we're having a short chat about how to write an awesome student handbook. 5 simple steps to remember. Summertime is the season for principals to craft a new version of the student handbook. This is a time-honored tradition as eagerly anticipated as that annual trip to the dentist. The student handbook seems to be updated and revised every year as new state laws and new societal situations impact our schools. Like the iPhone, a new one is needed each year or it will no longer be compatible with new situations. Perhaps this year a section will need to be added about transgender students or about procedures in case of a school shooting. Regardless of what is added, as principals, it's something that needs to be done regularly. These 5 tips will help yours be awesome. Or at least as awesome as a student handbook can be. Number 1, write from one student or parent's perspective. Imagine and pick one parent as your avatar. This would be your typical parent that you want to inform of your most relevant school policies. By focusing on a single archetypical parent, your writing will be more focused. If we try to write for every type of parent out there, we could find ourselves with an overdone, unwieldy piece of writing. Number 2, short and sweet. By short, I mean concise and focused. You still want all your policies in there, but cutting out and editing it down to the most essential components is necessary. A good idea if you want to expand on certain issues or give scenarios is to provide a link or a QR code for more information. With the ever shorter attention spans, this is a great way to have a hard copy of the essentials as well as a way to get more information out there as needed. Number 3, research other handbooks. Don't reinvent the wheel. There are many examples of handbooks that you can check out online. Facebook is also a great source if you're part of a principals group. Every group that I am a part of is very supportive, and they're more than willing to even give their handbooks out so that you can use those as exemplars. Number 4, attention to detail. By being short and sweet does not mean leave that important information out. Make sure things like the school address and phone number are correct. Even your own number. I accidentally put my cell phone number in a version and only noticed after the first copy was printed. That was a headache to have to go back and redo. Dot your I's and cross your T's. This falls easily in the realm of attention to detail. Usually, we're doing this thing on our own during the summer. If you can, have someone give it a good once-over. Put it aside for a day and come back to it with fresh eyes. Review it in reverse. These are great ways to avoid the trap of bleary-eyed and glazed-eyed rereading. Also, double-check to make sure what you have aligns with your board policies and can be backed up if you get pushback from that one parent. You know the one I'm talking about. These 5 simple steps, having a single avatar, keeping it concise, using exemplars, attention to detail, and making sure to dot your I's and cross your T's can support you in writing an awesome student handbook. What is your writing process for a student handbook? You can share your tips in the comment section in the corresponding blog. If you found this entertaining, educational, or cause for reflection, please follow me and click share so your friends and colleagues can benefit as well. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, check out my blog at howtobeagreatprincipal.com and or order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. You can also get a monthly email that delivers the most valuable blogs as voted by readers by joining the Principal's Prep Minute, and you can register right there on the website. If you're an auditory learner, you can download my podcast, The Principal Entrepreneur, on iTunes and Podomatic. Episodes are replayed whenever you have time. If you're interested in sharing your experience as an ed leader, please email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I am part of a community of supportive principals. Please join our private Facebook group, aptly titled The Principal Entrepreneur. Thanks so much for joining me today. This has been Jonathan Royce of The Principal Entrepreneur.